Welcome to Connection with Living Water International, connecting you to the real people and real stories of the global water crisis. My name is Jonathan Wiles. I serve as Chief Operating Officer at Living Water International, and I am a longtime student and advocate of Integral Mission, which is our topic today. And with me is Lindani Dube, a colleague of mine who's joining us from Zimbabwe today. Lindani, can you say a quick word about who you are and your role at Living Water?
Thank you so much. I am the Africa Director for Church and Community Mobilization in Africa, and I'm very passionate about Integral Mission because I believe that if there is going to be transformation and if the churches are going to be impactful and effective in their mission, they have to, or we have to, embrace Integral Mission. Good to be here, Jonathan.
Amen. And I should also say, just because I think it's really cool and it's helpful for context, that along with being a longtime pastor, Reverend Dube, prior to coming to Living Water, served as the General Secretary of the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, and was also a member of the Heads of Christian Denominations in Zimbabwe. So he worked across evangelical, mainline, and Catholic church networks. And he's also been strongly connected to the Association of Evangelicals in Africa. So he's been engaged across the whole region. And at Living Water, although his role is focused on Africa as the Director of Church and Community Mobilization, he's also been instrumental in helping to set our global agenda around Integral Mission and helping to develop the Flourish model that guides our engagement with local churches, which I think we'll probably talk about here a little later. But maybe to kick off our conversation, I'd love to hear, Lindani, if you could reflect a bit on what Integral Mission is. And so think about having a conversation with someone who has never heard the term Integral Mission. How would you describe Integral Mission to them?
Integral Mission, simpler terms, would be the proclamation of the gospel and the demonstration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe at that juncture, I could give a quotation from Michael Challenge, which really inspires me a lot when talking about Integral Mission. That is, it is not simply that evangelism and social involvement are to be done alongside each other. Rather, in Integral Mission, our proclamation has social consequences, as we call people to love and repentance in all areas of life. And equally the same, our social involvement has evangelistic consequences as we bear witness to the transforming grace of Jesus Christ. As Padilla would say it, it is the inseparability of evangelism and social action. The question would be, what is good news to the thirsty if it is not providing them clean, safe drinking water?
I was reading in Luke chapter 10 the other day, and the some of the language there jumped out at me as Jesus was sending out his disciples to do ministry, and he sent them out to do two things: to heal the sick and to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. And I think that's a nice way of thinking about Integral Mission and the interrelatedness of the physical and the spiritual. The quote that you read earlier from Micah Challenge and their statement, I think that was back in 2001. I've thought about that a lot over the years, because I think that makes the point well. We tend to think, when we don't have an Integral Mission view, that that this is really a matter of just taking proclamation and adding demonstration to it, as if we can add those two things together. But we still think about the proclamation being primarily focused on spiritual transformation, and the demonstration primarily focused on the physical or social transformation. So we proclaim the gospel, people's souls are saved. We demonstrate the gospel, people's social issues are addressed. But it's actually more intertwined than that. And so we see in our work at Living Water that when we proclaim the gospel, that actually has a social impact. Like, relationships are made right, and people people's societal relationships are changed and they manage their resources as a community differently. When we demonstrate the gospel, that there's evangelistic consequences, that when we demonstrate the gospel, and many times that undergirds the words, it completes the picture, and that actually has an evangelistic consequence. So they're really woven together and inseparable, as you said earlier. So that's really helpful.